This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about taxes. It's just depressing.
Yeah. We don't even know what we're talking
We don't. We actually don't have any clue what we're talking about. But
it is tax season.
It is tax season. And it's just funny because I've said this before too. I don't get how we're all supposed to do this complicated crap.
No, me either.
You know? Man, this is like, what? I'm supposed to do what? How? Who? I have to get paperwork together?
Yeah. But the majority of people don't have to go through that. You know what I mean?
They don't file?
No. When you don't own additional property, like you've got the cab and you don't just a place like that. Or if you've got this, and this. And then, you know, a lot of people, it's very simple.
I feel like it's still hard no matter who you are.
Like Spadil, for example.
Yeah.
Spadil, yours is simple.
I just go to like H&R Block or, you know, whatever I want to use. And then I put in like a little code that each company gives me. And then it just automatically loads. I push a couple buttons. I'm ready to go.
Do you pay for that?
If I need extra stuff. So if I had like stocks or property or, you know, like once you get past having a 1040.
No, I know. Because that's what I'm saying is like, why don't you just do it for free on the, can't you file on IRS.gov?
I don't. Can you? Well, I don't know. I've never done it that way.
Sit tight. We'll
get back to you. It's free if you have a 1040. If you have anything else, it's not free.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
it's simple though for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but for people, some people, it's very complicated. Yeah,
I can guarantee you that my CPA doesn't. It's free for him.
What?
He can file on IRS.gov and do all the things for himself. I'm sure he doesn't have to pay. Right. Right. Right?
Right. I don't know.
But you said if you have anything other than what you have, that you have to pay. But
I mean, if you're using a
H&R
service.
H&R Block.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't pay anybody to do his own taxes.
No.
Once again, we don't know what we're talking about.
We don't know at all. Like, literally all. Don't know anything. Nothing. All right. But at least we admit it. You know, I think that's what makes us number one.
I do, too.
We admit that we are dumb as crap.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're proud of that.
It's the Clueless Morning Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. What do I have to tell you? A couple of things. First of all, not that one. I didn't want to tell you that one either. Or that one. I told you. Oh, here's a good one. This is a good story.
Oh.
Okay. Lindsay Buckingham has been seen back together with Mick Fleetwood.
Really?
What? Like, as a couple?
They're both boys.
Oh. Sorry. But you said back together again. I thought you meant like lovers.
Lindsay Buckingham sounds like a girl, but you know who Lindsay Buckingham is. He's legendary.
I know who Lindsay Buckingham is. Yeah. I think he lives in Boulder.
That's what people say every time we talk about him.
That's what I say.
Oh, is that?
I feel like he says that.
I'm the only person
that says
that.
So you're just making that up?
No. Oh. He's got Colorado connections. I don't know if he still has a house there, but he had a house in Boulder at one time, I know.
So this is really cool. Lindsay Buckingham. I love Fleetwood Mac, so that's why I went with this
story. Talented, too.
He is, right?
Very
talented. Oh, my God. He's seen back together in the studio as lovers with former Fleetwood Mac cohort Mick Fleetwood.
Yeah, I knew they were.
Who do you think's the plug and who's the outlet?
Well, they call Mick the
The stick?
Bick the stick. You know what I mean?
So he's obviously the plug.
So, Lindsay. Yeah.
How do we get away with this? I don't know.
What?
Nothing.
You ask. I'm trying to figure it out.
I know. I understand.
Together again.
I get it. I guess Lindsay was fired from the band Fleetwood Mac in 2018 after over 40 years due to a disagreement over a tour, and he was replaced. But now they were seen back in the studio again, so that's a very big deal. Jelly Roll is on Carson's. Finally, Carson watches a manly show, which is Fire Country.
Fire Country. Gosh, I love that show.
I know, but you also love The Bachelor, so we can't figure you out.
You know, yeah. Just...
It's because firemen are hot.
Wide range.
What is fire?
No, I like the story plot.
I've never heard of it.
It's about bad guys that go and work for like you know.
So it's about Cal Fire, but they also have a crew of criminals or felons, and they're working their way through as firefighters to end or get out early and their sentence.
Okay.
It's like a work release program.
And what's The Bachelor about?
It's a very high-quality dating show. And all of them fall in love, and they're there they're together forever.
They should combine the two.
Oh, yeah.
They should use inmate bachelors.
Actually, I mean, Love After Lockup is a big show. I guarantee it would be a huge show. Bachelor in prison.
Wow. Love After Lockup. I've missed that one, too.
Yeah, you should watch that. It's pretty interesting.
I've seen the Pit Bulls and Parolees or whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
That one's a weird one. All right, anyway, so Jelly Roll will try his hand at television stardom with a new guest role on CBS's series Fire Country. His character, Noah, is a healthcare worker and ex-convict hoping to remake his life. The role is an easy fit for the rapper and singer who has risen popularity, as we know, Jelly Roll, because, you know, he had a whole crazy story. Jelly Roll, in his early teenage years, he was arrested several times on drug and robbery charges. He's got an amazing story. He had a crap life, and he was a bad kid.
He was a bad dude.
And now look at him. He's turned it all around. Yeah.
Good for him.
Although, I have told you this too, but Bunny, his wife, she tells the story that how they found the perfect house at, let's say, Castle Pines Country Club, right? Mm-hmm. The perfect house. They loved it. They were so excited. Big purchase, right? And then they came back to them and said, you cannot be a member of the country club because you're a...
You're Jelly Roll?
No. No, because you're ex-felon.
Oh.
And in the bylaws of the country club, you couldn't be an ex-felon. Here you are, Jelly Roll, right? Like, you're bigger than life.
Seriously, you're bigger than the country club.
Exactly. And if I'm the neighbor, I'm like, oh, hell, I want him. Yeah. That brings up my property value, right? Yeah. Like, I'm kind of mad about that.
And I'm not sure they look at it like that.
Yeah.
You got a guy next door named Jelly Roll with Buddy? I don't know if it takes up the property values.
Well, she did say that. She said, listen, bottom line is, you know, look at who we are. We don't fit in at all.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Can you imagine those two in the backyard at the pool?
Because she is, they both are tatted up. And her fingernails are long, so long. And
no fence there around your pool, your neighbor's Hickenlooper.
And I have it in my head that Bunny would wear like a leather bikini.
100%.
If anything at all.
Yeah, and they'd roll up in a Harley.
I don't know if it fits.
Yeah, you're right. You're probably right. Yeah. They should go to, where would they fit in? Weld County. That's always my go-to. I don't know if you guys know that. Everything's Weld County.
Don't forget Lyman.
I love Lyman. Is that the one with the mall?
Yeah. The world's largest.
Isn't your father-in-law going to Lyman today?
He's getting some spark plugs changed today down in Lyman.
All the way to Lyman for spark plugs?
Well, very special plugs down there.
You just told me he was going to Lyman. You didn't tell me anything about spark plugs.
He's down there getting spark plugs changed.
Question.
In his vehicle. Yeah.
Why would you drive all the way there for spark plugs? You guys live in Littleton.
Well, they have very special plugs down there, from what I hear.
What, Champion?
You get them at that mall. Because he's angry with the person that's near her house.
Oh.
So this is a grudge drive.
Oh.
That's like 30 miles.
He's mad. He's sticking it to the man.
No, dude, it's like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
wait,
it's
a
like
minute. Can you
grudge plugs.
Are you allowed to tell us the story? What
no,
happened?
I'd rather oh, okay. not. We went to a neighborhood shop.
Yeah.
And he feels like they host him. Okay. Okay? Or, right. or tried to host him. So to get his to get even.
Yeah.
I'll teach them. I'm just gonna go to my old buddy down in Lyman. I know he'll do a good job. And it was the same price. They're absolutely the same price.
Yeah, but once you this commit estimate, to something.
This, I asked him yesterday, I go, how much money are you saving?
Yeah. Well, I'm not really going to save anything. It's more about just the attitude.
Yeah.
I go, what? You can drive to Lyman because of an attitude?
Okay. I think we've all done this.
People do that. When you have a person that's, you know. Yeah. Getting up there a little bit.
It's
you
1 hour and they 35 minutes.
They get there.
They make grudge drives.
So all in all, that's it's a 3-hour round trip.
Yeah. Yeah, for spark plugs.
Oh, he may not be back until late tonight.
Oh my!
For spark plugs, you can get them over here. What Napa? What's that place called? Napa.
Napa.
Or
Advanced Auto Parts.
Checkers all of them.
Or, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
We're going to Lyman.
We're going
road
to Lyman.
Trip, kids. Get in the car.
All right.
I'm gonna show those some bitches in Littleton.
It's a grudge drive. I swear. You know that if you're gonna make that drive because you're angry with somebody else, you probably cuss all the way.
Oh, you do. Yeah.
Yeah, road rage, all kinds of crap.
Especially happens. If he hits traffic on I-70. Oh. Oh, my God. He's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck. You didn't tell me any of this. You just said he's driving a Lyman.
Yeah, he's
driving
a Lyman.
Yeah, all right. The grudge driver.
Grandpa Gus.
We've all done it. That's the problem. You know?
Like, I'll never go back there. I don't know of any place that I've said I'd never go back to that I didn't go back to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because every time it seems to be something that I've always used.
Yeah.
And eventually I just let them off the hook because it was convenient to begin with. That's why I used it. Okay? So I just figure, okay, well, I got my point across, I guess.
Well, I told what's that, Loma? Las Loma?
La Loma.
La Loma. I'm never going back there. And I'm sticking with it. Okay. I'm never going. Only the ones that the wife owns.
Yeah.
That she was given. I'll go to hers, but I'll never go that one in Castle Rock. Son of a bitches.
I have restaurants and I've gotten bad service. I'll never come back here. I'm back there the next week.
Then you get hungry.
I'm a terrible boycotter. I am telling you, if you're going to do a boycott, don't call BJ. I'm just can't do it.
Let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, did you guys see? I don't have the story, but Wiz Khalifa made $3 million for a 45-minute show.
Seriously,
what was this about? Do you know?
I think it was in Dubai.
What,
or
those Dubai people, man, they pay
they
for everything,
around.
Don't they? Yeah. Kim Kardashian is going to testify at a Paris trial in that $10 million robbery case. I guess it was a ring of people, and remember, it was a long time ago. And I forgot when it happened, but anyway, they bound and gagged her, and then they took like $1 million, $10 million in bling. She was wearing $10 million.
Yeah. And these burglars, man, they're good. They were very good. They got away on bicycles.
Yeah.
Not only that, they timed it. They caught her in the bathtub. Woo!
Well, we're finding that the bad guys around our neighborhoods are using those little scooters.
Really?
The little electric scooters. Because what happens is when they see patrol come, they just ditch the scooter and then like kind of lay down with them, you know, like in the bush.
Good move.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like smart thieves.
Well, because you can't hear a scooter.
No.
It's electric. So.
Oh, that's
and they're
cool.
fast.
I have spike strips all down my street.
For the scooters?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take them out.
On the
I don't
sidewalks?
Think they don't have hair in their tires.
Wait,
they're
what,
solid.
What have they got in them?
The ones that I see are solid, aren't
yeah,
they?
Usually they're just solid rubber.
They're solid rubber.
Yeah.
Spike strips aren't going to help.
All right. Well, then I'm going to put a heated driveway in.
Although a spike strip might make you wreck.
Yeah.
On one of those.
For sure. On one of those.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah it's not a big tire, right?
Yeah, but it's not an air tire.
What are we talking about?
Scooters.
Hiding scooters in your neighborhood because you're
spike
in the bush.
Strips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys what I found on my cameras?
Yeah.
Last night. Last night, you guys. So I now have cameras everywhere, all over my yard. Boy, right? Boy. And what?
Nothing. Nothing. Go ahead.
Dookie at my Hauser. That's right. That's it. So there is caught on tape, you guys, as clear as day. Dookie at my Hauser. A raccoon we named Dookie took a poopy at my house. So we named him Dookie Hauser.
It's right, a big done. Raccoon.
All right, we're done. Nick, Joe, Kevin, and Rusty.
Come on, do we have a
Hauser? On Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You realize baseball starts tomorrow. Major League Baseball.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, first pitch tomorrow, but not here. Not going to happen here. In fact, it doesn't happen here until a week from Friday with opening day down at the ballpark. People are getting excited, though. I looked online yesterday for tickets.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they're not cheap.
What?
Even the rock pile. Not for opening day.
Oh, for opening day.
You got to pay like $100 just to get in the rock pile. If you can find tickets.
Parking, too. I remember parking.
Parking's crazy.
One year we did pay $100 to freaking park because we couldn't find anywhere.
No, I know $100 doesn't seem like a lot for a major sporting event, but for baseball in the rock pile, that's a lot. Usually you can get in there for like $4.
And especially if you hear how great the Rockies are, according to Schmidl. With his commentary is Schmidl on the Colorado Rockies.
Well, they're over-under for how many wins they'll have this season. There's 162 games in a baseball season. Their over-under is 60 games. So will they win 60 or lose more than 60?
I think it's over.
Or
I think
100.
Whatever. I think they're going to win more than 60.
Yeah.
Win.
Yeah.
Win more than 60. And then, did you see that post yesterday, some Yahoo?
Uh-huh.
They posted the Colorado Rockies, had one of our players up there, you know, with the bat.
Right.
Said Rockies, and then it said eliminated from playoffs.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. We haven't even pitched. Are. We haven't thrown the first.
You don't know.
We're eliminated.
2 years. Okay, so their over-under thing is that will they lose 102 games or less than that, right? The last 2 years, they've lost 103 and 101.
Exactly. Yeah.
The guy posted that we have officially been eliminated from the playoffs for this coming season.
I stand by
already.
That statement.
Yeah. Yeah, me
okay,
too.
I can I just be your mom right now?
Is that
now,
mean?
All three of you?
No.
What? Okay, remember what Oprah says. She says if you put it out in the universe, it'll probably happen. So what we need to do is say the Rockies are going to win.
Jamie, the entirety of the planet could put out the Rockies are going to win. Yeah. And there's no way it's going to happen.
They don't stand a chance.
I'm on your side. These two schmoes.
Oh, you guys.
They're non-believers.
Schmoes.
You schmoes are non-believers. I'm with Jamie.
The Rockies are terrible.
I brought this up because I thought it was really gross and mean.
How much is Dick paying you to say that?
Who's
Mumford? Dick Mumford. He owns the Rockies.
His name is Dick?
Yeah.
Now that I like.
I don't know Dick. I feel
he's
like that you were setting
that.
Me up for that
he's
joke.
Paying you to
I
say
don't know
that.
Dick.
He's got to be paying you.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, our boss, BJ and Jamie here, by the way, on the Odyssey app, our boss loves it when we pre-promote something, okay?
What does that mean?
Well, you know, like we tease upcoming stuff on... No, Jamie, I'm very serious about this because I've got very serious content here, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Focus. All right, so listen, our boss loves it, and he promotes us to tease even more. Make sure people know what's coming up ahead or what's coming up on the next day's show. Have I got a tease for you?
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Holy hell. Okay, may I make comments?
Are you going to try to railroad my tease?
No, I will not.
Is that it?
I will not. What I will say is this. You are amazing.
Thank you.
That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you,
my friend, what you're bringing to the show tomorrow.
Oh, amazing.
You're amazing. That's all I'm going to say.
Tomorrow morning on our program, 7:20 tomorrow morning, Dave the Dwarf will be on the show.
Yeah, and he's mad.
Just spoke to him. Oh, he's angry.
Very angry.
He is one angry little guy, okay? Because he did not use dwarfs in the movie with Snow White.
Yeah, he is mad. Yeah. I thought that BJ was making all this up, but A, I heard him talk to him.
Yeah.
And it went exactly like you might think in your brain.
Let me tell you, he is so angry. He is so angry. You know how he just calms himself down? He grabs a bottle of liquor. He gets in his recliner, which, by the way, is a little bitty. It's a cute little thing, that little recliner of his. But he gets in his recliner.
We weren't going to do that part.
He kicks back, and he watches Young and the Restless.
He did say that. He said he was waiting for it to come on.
He did. That's an actual thing that happened. You can't make that up.
But he didn't say that his recliner was little. He did not say that part. Because you said, what are you doing right now? And he goes, I'm just kicking back in my recliner.
No, he said it like this. I'm just kicking back in my recliner. Can't bring one chunk of the races. That's what he said.
Thought we weren't going to do that part. You swore to me because I said I said, all right, we'll have him on, but can
I
we
just
be
can't help it sometimes, Jamie. It's just, to me, it's just so damn funny.
I'm like, we can have him on, but I think we need to show him some respect. And you're like, I've known him for 23 years. He doesn't even give up. And he said some bad words. Right. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, 7:20, Dave the Dwarf. He will spew his anger over the Snow White movie right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I feel like we have to have the dump buddy button ready to go.
I agree.
Because I'm a little
scared.
We can do that.
Because he used some foul language.
Yeah. Now, I will say this.
He did.
7:20.
Uh-huh.
But it could be 8:20. Or it could be 9:20.
Oh, that thing, too, because... Yeah. No, he's not wrong because he has to be at.
What's.
Oh, he's got a prior.
He's got to be at Showgirls.
Yeah.
Showgirls?
Strip club.
Yeah. It's a strip club. He's the announcer at Showgirls.
And he's got to do it all night tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then he'll just have like a difficult time waking up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says it doesn't start until 9 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So he drinks all night.
Yeah. Yeah.
He drinks
right.
like a.
Yeah. So he said, if I don't answer, don't be mad. Well, he said it like how?
Yeah.
If they don't answer, don't be mad. I could be some drunk, hungover dwarf.
That's what he said. Yeah. So.
And by the way, that actually was accurate.
Yeah.
I was here.
That's exactly what he said.
He was on speakerphone.
Folks, you are in for an absolute mind-boggling interview tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
It's Dave the Dwarf, and then right after the Dwarf.
They won't do this on KOA.
They definitely won't.
They wouldn't be number 18th in the market if they did.
How about that?
To me, you're a campground anyway.
What? You're a campground anyway. We're doing some radio stuff right now, and it's making me laugh.
Let's get serious here.
Okay,
7:20 or 8:20, 9:20, whenever the dwarf wakes up or sobers up.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning, Dave the Dwarf right here on the air. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You won't get that anywhere else, folks.
Nope.
BJ and Jamie.
What are you doing buying stock?
Yeah.
Tesla?
I did because I feel like it might come back.
I'm with you.
But so far today, after I bought it, it's already gone down $2 more.
I don't know why you just torture yourself by watching it.
By looking at it? I shouldn't. Yeah. But I just buy it because it's so low, you know? And then there's this promise of like these robots and stuff. And I hope he does the right thing. He won't, but I hope he gets off the board and then just lets Tesla on their own, you know, so that way it will jump and I'll make a lot of money.
Well, Tesla's not going away, that's for sure. So
if he jumps off the board, it will soar. And that's what I'm hoping. But I don't think he'll jump off the board.
I don't think that's
I'm making that up in my head. Yeah. Nobody's even talked about that.
Nah. Wishful thinking.
I think it'll come back. Big.
It's a gamble. So it's like this. It's like you having a dwarf on. It's either going to be really funny or it's going to be a complete train wreck.
I feel like it's a 50-50 shot too.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a lot better shot of it being good than your stock going up.
That is true. Yeah. No, that is very fair.
I've got a bona fide dwarf coming on. And he's good. He might be drunk, but he's good.
But he's good. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. It's going to be beautiful. It already looks beautiful out there, right?
Yep.
74 for a high. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.